This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Michael.
Not that Michael.
Not that Michael. The other Michael. Michael Whelan. Michael, do you know what this music signifies?
A country practice.
Well, you're right. It is the theme song to the lovely Australian television show, Country Practice.
I do have a feeling that it may be time for Country Cousins.
That is correct. It's a very, very good call. Very good call on your behalf. That's right. It's time for a Country Cousins on Joy, where each and every week we catch up with the lovely Damien Stevens Todd and find out what's happening in regional areas all over Victoria and beyond, because sometimes we cross over that border into New South Wales. I don't like to talk about it. But no, sometimes we cross over that border and find out what's happening for our regional LGBTIQA+ communities. And are you there, Damien Stevens Todd? Are you there? You on the line? Are you there? Oh, this is going really well.
It is going really well.
We've had some slight technical difficulties. Damien. All right. That was a really good intro.
It was a good intro.
I'm a little disappointed. I don't know why.
It's a shame we didn't have a follow through with the content.
I don't know. Why don't we have him? All right. So we're just going to talk about the stuff that's happening instead.
Let's do that.
I don't know why. So, Damien, if you can hear us, feel free to message in on 0427 join949 on our at joy.org.au and let us know if we're getting anything wrong. And apologies. I don't know what's going on, but something. He's laughing. He's sending me laughing emojis. So the first event that's kicking off is on December the 6th, and it's the Ballarat Scribblers. Now, we've talked about this many times on the show, Michael. The Ballarat Scribblers is absolutely awesome. What it is each month in Ballarat, they have a writing group.
Oh, cool.
The Rainbow, it's Rainbow WR, the Rainbow Writers have a fantastic writing group, and it's actually tomorrow. You know, they're doing it for the month. It's from 6:30, and it is at the... Oh, I'm looking at the event and I can't quite find where it is. So it's going well. It's happening tomorrow from 6:30 and they get together and they all write. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be about writing about queer stuff. You can be, it can be whatever kind of writing you want it to be. I believe it happens in a library.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, which is really great.
So you can bring like poetry and you can...
Yeah, you can bring and you can read or you can just get together. Because you know when you're doing stuff like that, or even if you've never written before and you've just kind of thought about it, it's this great opportunity to just get on in and give it a burl.
Give it a burl.
Which you can do that. And you can, if you've thought about writing or just want to experience what it's like for other people, why don't you head on down to Ballarat tomorrow night and get your scribbling on. Then, of course, kicking off this weekend is Stigma in Wodonga, which is an absolutely fantastic play. That play's been all around Melbourne and beyond, hasn't it?
It has. It's been everywhere. I couldn't swing a cat without hitting Stigma over the last, I don't know, what, 6 months or so?
You mean the play or in general in life?
Both.
All right, okay. Well, this is a wonderful play. It's a production from Devise Co and written by Darren Visor that incorporates theatre, dance and physical encounters, a dynamic theatre and movement performance examining the prejudice, discrimination and stigma experienced by people living with HIV. Now, every single time this has been performed, it grows, it changes, it's a whole new cast, and it is really absolutely fantastic and a great way in which to explore and understand what stigma is, because I think especially in relation to people living with HIV, everyone reckons they just assume, but when you actually hear, you know, these are the words from people's mouths recreated into an art form. And it's an absolutely fantastic production that's well worth checking out. So that's happening at the Butter Factory Theatre in Albury. That's one that crosses over to New South Wales.
You had me at Butter.
Oh, yes. Well, it's in the Hot House Theatre at the Butter Factory Theatre this Saturday from 6:30. So tickets are only $15. I honestly, an absolutely fantastic play. Cannot recommend it enough.
I've seen this. It's a really good play. Cannot recommend it enough.
I'm trying to use more words, but I'm just like, just buy a frigging ticket.
Just buy a ticket. I went and saw the workshop that ended up turning into this play, and it was really raw and emotional and just very real while being performed. Yeah. You know, it was very performative, but it had such essence of raw, natural experiences, personal experiences that I just really really, it resonated with me.
So if you're in the surrounding areas or in Albury or just nearby and it's, you know, an hour drive, why not jump in the car this Saturday night, go and check out Stigma at the Butter Factory Theatre in Albury. There you go.
In Albury.
Then this weekend there's a barbecue. This is on Sunday. Golden Valley Pride is having a barbecue Pride Christmas event. Yes, on Sunday. It's a barbecue where everybody is welcome. This is really interesting, looking at the abbreviations and the Facebook pages. I think I'm doing a really good well. It's a free event for friends. Everyone is welcome to come and share in the joy and happiness of the holiday season at Victoria Park Lake this Christmas. I reckon Jamie would be laughing so much at me because this is his baby. Like, this is, you know, Golden Valley Pride he loves so much, and he's always at their events, and there's always such amazing, wonderful pictures, and it's so much fun. Now he's laughing even more. He's sending me emojis laughing even more.
Laughing emojis. Where are the Christmas emojis?
Now, this is happening. Now, where did I say it was? Victoria Park. You can bring your own steaks or anything fancy that you want. But in the spirit of giving, they'll provide sausages, onions, bread, sauce, soft drinks and salads. They may even just have some bonbons or Christmas confectionery to share, depending on whether you've been naughty or nice. Now, this please arrive from 12 p.m. because otherwise the barbecues might be hijacked by other people because it is a community space. You know what? I mean, it kicks off at 12. Why not do one better? Get there at 11:30, you know, have it come together with everybody. I love these social community things that happen with barbecues over Christmas. They're so much fun. The weather's going
to
be lovely.
I mean, how lucky are we to be in the Southern Hemisphere where it's warm over summer so we can get outside and be social? When it, you know, as much as, you know, a hot chockey indoors is nice by the fire, it's nice to get out and socialise.
It's so worth it.
And this sounds like a great community event to get out to.
So for Golden Valley Pride members, it's free, and for friends alike, it's $5 per person. It's get on down. It's absolutely brilliant. And next event, of course, is the pre-Christmas camping getaway that is happening for gay camping Kippsland. Now, this is on December 14th in Echuca. They're doing a competition for a sexy Santa, best dressed. You can dress as any Christmas character in that competition. I think it'll be very interesting to see some of the Santas. I always, whenever we end up having homosexuals have these kind of things occur, it gets really weird, doesn't it?
There's always
it?
A few people yeah, that take it either more, too far or just far enough.
There's more scantily clad Santas than anything else.
Yeah.
But so this is an event hosted in Echuca at a site called Chrissy's Beach. It's the very first day where this is the first time they're having that competition where you can dress up as a sexy Santa and get your Christmas character on.
It's at somewhere called Chrissy's Beach.
Yep.
Are they aware Echuca doesn't have a beach?
Christie's Beach.
No, I know, but it's Echuca. There's no beach.
The site is called Christie's Beach.
It must be a fun play on words. Maybe it's down by the river.
That's all I know. That's all I know. Now, there is a competition. It's a beach on the river. On the river. Because while I'm looking at this on our social media, the lovely Jamie and Stevens Todd is communicating with us through the spirit realm of Facebook Messenger. But it is absolutely great. The winner gets a $50 Village Cinema gift card and Best Dress 2018 Gay Camping Gippsland Trophy. I'm all for any kind of best dress scenario. So why not get on down to the riverside? You can bring your own alcohol, food and camping gear. And as two people who have spent a wonderful weekend camping away with people we didn't know, we cannot recommend enough. It's an absolutely fantastic way to just dive in and be a part of things. And last, but certainly not least, on the December 15th is the Wimmera Pride Project Christmas Party. There are so many parties going on.
So many parties.
This is the Wimmera Pride Project Christmas Party. They invite LGBTI and ally residents of the Wimmera. I think I'm saying it right. And surrounding areas to come and celebrate Christmas dinner. This is, of course, happening on the 15th of December. Come along and celebrate some great conversation or great food at a venue that's consistently proven their support for the local rainbow community. That's Thai Basil, which is in Horsham. Now, do be sure to RSVP via the Facebook page. And the cost of the meal is $25 for the first 20 people who RSVP. Tickets are essential and must be brought with you to the dinner if you'd like the cost of your meal covered by the Pride Project. Please book and print your tickets at the event rent link on the page. Okay, so all of that detail you can find on Facebook. Oh, if you go to Country Cousins on Joy, this is so weird because we haven't had Damien for any part of this. So it's been really, and I know he's still listening and I love him for it. It's Country Cousins without the country. Each and every week we speak to Damien, just not this week, something's going on with all of our phones. We speak to Damien and find out what's happening in our regional areas for our LGBTIQA+ communities. Now, if you go to Facebook and join Country Cousins on Joy, there you can see all of this information already. You can see what's going on. You can see what's happening. And you can also like like that page and then be included in all of that info. And if you've got events that are happening around your communities in any regional areas, please put them on that page. Let Damien know and he can share them, not just here with us on air, but on that page for all the people in our regional communities that want to know what's happening. Normally, I thank Damien for joining us for his time.
Don't thank him.
Since he's still on the line, I'm going to do that. I feel like I have done a lot of talking and it's a time for a little bit of a breather. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. Next week, we will definitely have Damien back. I'm sorry,
if
Damien. I have no idea what's been going on. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy with Michael and Dean, but not that Michael.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.